very pleased to be joined on Baseball Central by the aforementioned Ryan Goins. Ryan, thanks so much for doing this today.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
So I talked to you after Sunday's game. We talked about and Kevin actually, Kevin Barker had pointed out, I want to say like a couple of weeks ago, that he noticed that you were now resting your bat and your shoulder, and it seemed to give the ball a little chance to travel farther. I know you said it helps you not get beaten by velocity anymore. Can you just talk about how that change came about? Because I think a lot of times, Ryan, baseball fans are going to go, well, come on, if that's just it, why didn't the kid figure it out 2 years ago, you know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wasn't playing every day back in, July? Mm-hmm. I didn't play for a while. We just kind of went to the cage and thought about stuff that would make my swing as simple as possible and have as little maintenance as possible, you know? So that was what we came up with. And, you know, it was weird at first just because I always hit with my hands really high and until last year. So it was weird at first, but, you know, I said I'm going to stick with it and I'm going to try it because it felt good. And, you know, the results have been pretty good playing every day now.
Ryan, what's the approach against left-handers? I know when I was in the big leagues, when you're left-handed and you don't play every day, you have to earn the right to face left-handers. John Gibbons obviously has a lot of confidence in you. You're hitting against lefties late in games. What's been the approach against those guys late in games?
You know what? I think I'm just going up there every at-bat. I mean, left-handed, right-handed, I'm just trying to go up there and get strikes and put good swings on strikes. So, you know, I don't think it really changes. Just trying to get a strike and not chase pitches out of the zone.
And is that when you look at this lineup, Ryan, to find yourself involved in an offense that's frankly almost now people are starting to look at this offense as being historically good. Does that kind of cause you to focus a little more on what you're doing at the plate, or in some ways does it allow you to relax because you really do only have to worry about having the best at bat you possibly can?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's really worried about the numbers that we're putting up and comparing them historically. I mean, I think the more you think about that, the less likely you are to produce. So I think everybody just comes here every day with a free mind and just taking every day as a new day and just going out there and competing and trying to have the best at that. Not only me, but I think, you know, the other eight guys in the lineup are doing the same thing as well.
What's it like playing next to Troy Tulowitzki? I mean, this has got to be, I talked to a couple of scouts and they were talking about this middle infield covers more ground than any other middle infield in baseball, than any other Keystone combination. What's it like playing next to him? And have you had to tailor your game at all to some of the things that Troy will do?
No, honestly, I'd be lying if I said we went out there and worked together. We didn't. We just literally, he went out there one day and I went out there during the game and we never went out and took ground balls early together. We just went out and started playing together. That's how it happened. You know, he's a gamer. He's a true pro. He gets up there every day and does what he does. So I think there's a reason why he's one of the best shortstops in the game.
Ryan, you're obviously a great infielder. Tell me which one you'd rather do. Would you rather hit a home run or would you rather make a great defensive play?
I'd rather make a great defensive play and then go hit a home run.
Great. That's awesome.
Great answer. That's a very good answer in conversation with Ryan Goins on Baseball Central. The month you're coming off, you're sixth in the majors in on-base percentage behind guys like Joey Votto, Edwin, Andrew McCutchen, Brantley, Bryce Harper. You're ahead of Zobrist, Ortiz, Beltran. Those are some big names there. The fact that you're getting on base, that it looks like you're being a little more selective, that it looks like you're having a better time identifying pitches, is that really what it's come down to? Because, you know, the base and balls, and frankly, Ryan, that's given this lineup and given who's you know, in the on-deck circle or who's in the hole behind the guy in the on-deck circle, if you draw a walk, that's often as good as a single in this lineup.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just goes with, like I said, just being simple. You know, there's not a lot going on anymore like there used to be, and I think that's just, you know, showing up every day. So I just come to the park every day with a clear mindset and just take every at-bat and go up there and try to be productive and help the team.
Hey, Ryan, you hear guys say they'll go, obviously they'll go on a roll defense, offensively. Guys will go on a hitting streak, things of that nature. Can players go on a defensive streak as well?
I don't know. I think there's times where, yeah, we're in guys' heads. But, you know, I try to take every play, make every play, and not let one thing affect me to the next, you know what I mean? So just clearing my head after every play and trying to be ready.
Well, we saw that last night, and that scoop play you made at first base. It's funny, people always talk about how closers need to have a short memory, but you also got to have a short memory if you're a pretty good defensive player too, don't you? Because a lot of times when a guy who has a reputation for being a good defensive player either makes a mistake or the play just doesn't work out, I mean, people automatically focus on that because they're not used to seeing it. And it's, you got to have that short memory, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I had one last night in the first inning with after Kidman hit the double, the next guy hit a pretty hard ground ball to me, and I tried to make the aggressive play and go to third, and didn't really make it to third. A short hop Donaldson, and the next ball is right at me for double play. So I mean, it's that mindset of just after the play is over, you clear your head and you come back and get him again.
All right, let me ask you: whenever we watch this team play on an everyday basis, it looks like every 1 through 25 is just bought into winning. It doesn't matter how you do it, if you're a young guy, if you're an established guy, if you make this amount of money, it doesn't matter. And me being an ex-player, I always said that's very hard to do because younger guys are trying to establish themselves and stats matter. You can face it, you can say it any way you want to, that's what matters. But on this team, it just seems to be different. How has the mentality of that started? Because, again, I just find it hard to believe that an entire team all wants to do the exact same thing and do nothing but win. Is that just the way it is in that clubhouse?
On that note, I think you need to give a lot of credit to the veteran guys on this team. You know, Batista, Encarnacion, Tulo, Donaldson, bringing in LaTroy. I mean, those guys have done a great job of, no matter what your amount of service time, no matter what how much money you're making, they make you feel like you're one of the guys. And I think, with everybody feeling like they're one of the guys, it brings everybody closer together.